This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bill Bowling is the Republican Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. Here he talks with Coy Barefoot on News Radio 1070 WINA's Charlottesville Right Now about his participation in the Steptember Initiative, a movement to help decrease obesity in America.
Of all the things I've ever done in public life, nothing has caught the public's attention more than this Steptember initiative. And, you know, I think it's, you know, there are a lot of folks out there like me that have put on a few extra pounds as they've grown older. And, you know they need to eat better and they need to exercise more. And, you know, so we kicked off this Steptember initiative back on September the 1st, encouraging people to do that. And as a part of that, I pledged to lose 30 pounds by the end of the year. And it's been great. I mean, folks all across the state have jumped in. They've participated. They've signed up. They're eating better. They're exercising. They're losing weight. And personally, I am down 25 pounds since September the 1st.
Wow.
Well, I feel good about that. But you know, I got to tell you, that last five over Christmas is going to be darn hard to lose. And, you know, I've told my wife, I've told my kids, I've told my mother-in-law, if I reach for the pumpkin pie, smack me.
Yeah, because that's the hardest time of year to lose weight.
Well, I mean, it is. And, I had lost 23 through Thanksgiving. And since then, I've only lost two more pounds. December is just a hard time to lose weight. But, you know, I'm trying to watch what I eat. I'm trying to exercise. I'm walking on the treadmill a couple miles a day, 3 or 4 days a week. And, you know, what I say to folks is, look, if I can do it, you can do it. Now, whether I get to that 30 or I get 32 or 28 or whatever, the point is, if I can do it, you can do it. And it's not that hard. You know, you do it in small steps. You know, what I'm trying to do is consume about 200 fewer calories a day. Take about 2,000 extra steps a day, and that's not that much, but it adds up over time. You know, park in the back of the parking lot instead of the front of the parking lot. Take the steps instead of the elevator. Small steps, and hey, if I can do it, you can do it, and we can all shape up. So it's been great for me. I feel better. I think I look better. You know, I'm into a different wardrobe now than I was wearing before. It's just been great. And we're not going to let it up. You know, my goal is to lose 30 by the end of the year, keep it off during the legislative session, and then I want to come back next spring and lose 20 more. And by the time we get to that one-year anniversary next September, I'd like to be down about 50 pounds.
Wow. Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling, our guest. That is really impressive, and I don't want to lower the bar on you, but even if you don't hit 30 by the end of the calendar year, good for you.
Well,
I mean, that's incredible.
I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to keep working on it. I tell folks this, you know, being a conservative Republican, this is just my personal effort to reduce the size of government.
Good for you. Hey, can we ask you about, you spoke recently at the Homestead for the advance, the Republican Party of Virginia has each year, they get together at the Homestead and have not a retreat, but an advance to sort of take stock of where you are and map out the future. And you had some pretty visionary comments for your fellow Republicans, sort of calling on them how would you phrase this?
Because it was a call to arms. I think this is a challenging time for the Republican Party, and you can try to spin it any way you want to spin it, but the fact of the matter is, November 7th was not kind to us. And, you know, on the national level, we lost control of both houses of Congress. Here in Virginia, we saw the defeat of Senator George Allen. And, you know, George Allen is the patriarch of the modern Republican Party in Virginia. We think he was the greatest governor in the contemporary history of our state. You know, personally, he's been a great mentor to me. And when you lose elections like that, on top of losing the governor's race a year ago, you know, it's a challenging time for our party. And, you know, what I wanted to say to folks is that, you know, I'm disappointed, but I'm not defeated. And while I'm concerned about where we go from here, you know, I'm optimistic that we can get this thing back on track. We're still the majority party in this state. I want to make sure we stay that way. And to me, you know, what it's all about is a couple simple things. You know, I think we've got to get back to being the party of issues and ideas. I think we have to talk about issues Virginia's families care about. You know, what are we going to do to make public education better? What are we going to do to make a higher education more affordable? What are we going to do to build a transportation system for the 21st century? What are we going to do to make our neighborhoods and communities safer? What's our plan for protecting the environment that, Virginians care so much about? How are we going to reform government to make it work for people and not against them? We've got to get back to being the party of big issues and ideas and offering a positive vision for the future of our state. We can't be defined by negative campaigns. We can't be defined by what we're for, by what we're against. We have to be defined by what we're for and offer a positive vision for the future that, connects with, folks. And, you know, so that's my challenge. And, you know, I announced as a part of that call to arms that I'm going to be kicking off an initiative as we head into 2007 that's called 100 Ideas for the Future of Virginia. I want folks in our party. I want business leaders. I want community leaders. I want regular folks like us, you know, to get together in rooms all across the state and just talk about, you know, how are we going to make sure that the Virginia we leave to our kids and grandkids is better than the Virginia we inherited from our parents and our grandparents? And if we'll do that, I think that can be a foundation as we look to the future for what our party's about, for what our candidates stand for. And I think that's the kind of positive, optimistic, visionary leadership that Virginians are looking for, and we got to be the party that provides it.
Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling, our guest. In the minute that we have left, I just have to say that I find that very, very refreshing. And nowhere in your remarks did you beat that bass drum of God's gates, guns, and abortion, which we've heard so much of out of the Republicans. And this seems to be a very clear, visionary, let's get back to what made the Republican Party great.
Right. Yeah, I think so. And I, you know, what I, what I try to remind folks is that when campaigns are over, most people don't give a rip about party labels. You know, what they want are leaders who will just work together to help improve the quality of their life. And, you know, that's what we did when we became the majority party at the federal level. That's what we did when we were winning elections in the 1990s here in Virginia. We got to get back to doing that again, and I'm prepared to do my part to lead the way.
Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling, thank you for your service to the Commonwealth, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you, Coy. I hope you have a good one.
You too. Take care and talk to you in January.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.